Shalom from a beautiful spot on this earth, one of the most unique spots on this earth. The Bible calls it the Salt Sea, and that's what it's called here in Israel, Yam HaMelach. Most of the world knows it as the Dead Sea. Great and marvelous things are going to be happening in this sea not many days hence. It will literally come alive with fishes, according to the book of Ezekiel. As I'm looking across, it's such a gorgeous time of day. Here, it's 4 o'clock in the afternoon, and the sun is setting. By 5 o'clock here, it will be dark. And the mountains across the way, the mountains of Moab, Jordan, are purple and pink. And they're so, so beautiful. It's just so beautiful. Max is in the nation of Jordan, but he's north of here. He's not near the Yam HaMelach, but he's near what the Bible calls the Kinneret, because it's shaped like a kinor. A kinor is a harp. We call it the Sea of Galilee. So, are you there, Brother Max? Brother Max, are you there? We have to have Brother Max, Lord. I know he's there. He contacted me. So I'm wondering if someone from the office can call Quinn or call Max and make sure they are sure of the time. Quinn is there with him. But we'll just go on talking here about this marvelous place. This place is the deepest place on earth, and it is a place of healing. People are here for healing in their bodies, to be in the atmosphere. The atmosphere is, they call it the brome. And when you come here, it's like a natural Valium, a natural sedative. Bless the Lord. So you're at peace. I mean, you just relax when you're here. And it's the deepest place on earth because it's a place that knew judgment. It's the place that knew the judgment of Sodom and Gomorrah. And when God struck it with fire and brimstone, sulfur, you can still smell the sulfur and take sulfur baths here. This place is literally health insurance is from here, from Israel. They send people here on their health insurance, and then some of the nations of Europe is in the health provision for people to come here. It's a marvelous place, a wonderful place. I always love to come here and rest and go in the sun. Glory to God. Has anybody found Brother Max? Could someone from the office please text me? We can hear you, Max, but we can't hear Billy. Wonder why you can't hear me. I'm here. Are you hearing me there? Bless the Lord.
Now I hear you. Can you hear me?
Ah, yes. Bless the Lord. Glory to God, Max. You gave me a little scare there.
Praise.
Hallelujah.
Well, people said, I got text messaging that I said hello, and people heard me, but they can't hear you. So I don't know. Maybe we were dialing in the same time. I don't know.
Can you hear me now?
Yeah.
Okay, good. Bless the Lord. Okay. I wonder if I could get a text from someone at home. Are you hearing me?
Bless the Lord.
Did you hear me when I was speaking at the first?
I didn't hear you.
On the call.
I'm going to check. See if Quinn is on the line. I'm going to see if Quinn can hear both of us. Hang on.
Okay. All right. Bless the Lord. I want to know if everybody can hear me. Oh, Ann Stafford says that she can hear both of us now. Praise the Lord.
Yeah.
Glory to God, Ann. And thank you for texting in. Appreciate that.
Quinn said she can hear both of us, but she has to dial 3 times. She doesn't know why.
Okay, thanks, Ann. Sure appreciate you. Appreciate all of you on this call. Bless the Lord. I don't know how much you heard, but Max, I was just telling about this beautiful scene. I'm looking at the mountains of Moab, across from me, and it's sunset almost here. And they're purple and pink, and oh, my goodness, the moon can be seen above them. They say it gets dark here by 5 o'clock. But the Bible calls this place the Salt Sea, and that's the name of it in Hebrew, Yom Sea Hamilah. And it's a wonderful place for healing. So I'm at the south of the country of looking at the south of the country of Jordan, and you're in the north. So you're close by another sea, but that one is a different one. It's called the Sea of Galilee. We call it, but the Bible calls it Kinneret. Bless the Lord. Amen. Hallelujah. Because it's shaped like a harp. David played a harp, a Kinneret. So they know it here as the Kinneret. We call it the Sea of Galilee. So bless the Lord, Brother Max. How's it going for you?
Praise God. It's really been busy here. Busy, busy. One story after another. I mean, I prayed with the guy who pumped gas in my car yesterday in Jordan here. I mean, the Lord is he's working.
I just got a text from Lynn in the office. She said, "Are you on the prayer call? I need someone in the office." I am on the prayer call. And Ann Stafford can hear me, and Quinn can hear me, and Max can hear me.
Yeah, well, Quinn can hear both of us because she dialed as a backup for me. I told her to dial as a backup. We trust God, but I need a backup. So
anyway,
she can hear both of us. So everybody should hear both of us.
All right, Lynn, would you please text? I mean, Quinn, Mac, Lynn can't hear me. Would you please text Lynn and tell her that you can hear me, and then Stafford can hear me. It might just be her. Lynn, my assistant, would you please text her, Quinn?
Yes, she will. She will. Quinn can hear. She'll do it.
All right. Yeah. We're going to just go on. We can hear each other, Max. So this thing is working, and I'm trusting others can hear us as well. Bless the Lord.
Amen.
I know Ann Stafford can hear. Bless the Lord. And this is Judy who just, Judy can hear me. So it must just be Lynn. Bless the Lord. Praise God. Hallelujah. Brother Max, what a victory we've known. What a victory we've known. Here, when we got off that plane, and I made a video, and if it turns out well, I didn't look at it yet. The first guy, the guy that helped us, we always get this services to help us, you know, with our bags and everything. He said, my friend had on, a lady traveling with us had on a Trump hat. And he went ballistic. He said, isn't that glory? Isn't that wonderful? He just started to praise the Lord because Trump had won. And so that's the feeling here in Israel. Bless the Lord.
Same in Jordan.
Is it the same?
They loved it, yes.
You know, this is a miracle. I mean, it is a miracle when all around the world they are rejoicing that we have President Trump. Hallelujah. And I was just going over last week's word from the Lord. His first thing he said to us was, I delivered my promise because of my love for you. Isn't that wonderful?
Yeah.
Just magnificent. And it seemed to me like a theme in the morning call last week was victory. And then he reminded us of Joshua. And I'm telling you, that last day election call we had when the Lord just, all he told us the night before was rejoice. And then he said, read in Joshua when the wall fell. So you, all of you who were faithful and to be on that call those 10 days, oh my goodness. And that last day was election day. And so I told them, you know, just all I heard was rejoice. And I kept hearing the word over and over. So I'm going to open the phone at the end. We're all going to rejoice. And then he said, just read the Joshua scripture about the wall falling. So we did. Then I watched the elections that night. I tell you the real truth, I have not been watching news. You know, I pick and choose who I hear what's going on in this world. I didn't know about the blue wall. And there it was, the blue wall, the three states that had always that when they turn blue, you lose. And that blue wall fell. I know it was connected to our prayer with Joshua. Oh, praise God. I'm just rejoicing in these things. Bless the Lord. And one of the things that really spoke to me about the noon call, he spoke about unity, unity, unity. And I liked this, what he said right here. The statement was, working together sharpen one another with love and good works, encouraging, because you have reward in my name. Bless the Lord. And then it talked about encouraging each other. On this call, we sharpen one another. We do. And we do it with love, and we do the works of God. And I believe, Max, that there will be a reward for those who have been faithful in this call. I really do. Mm-hmm. I really do.
Amen. Amen.
And so we always going to work together with love. If you work together with love in your home, in your church, on this prayer call, if you work together with love, then your faith is going to work. And your prayers are going to work. And I'm just so thankful for each and every one of you, and so thankful to the Lord. And, of course, now Mr. Trump is appointing his cabinet. And, oh, my goodness, what great appointees he is making. And I can tell he's guided by God. God's guiding him. Bless the Lord. And the ambassador that he chose to Israel, bless God, hallelujah. Praise God, it is glorious just to think, Mike Huckabee, I know how that man loves Israel. He knows the scriptures. And others, the lady that he chose for the United Nations. So here's the thing about it. The Lord encouraged us to have unity and in love and to establish the work I have for you as one body. Now that was a statement from last week. Establish the work I have for you as one body. I believe that now that we have this new administration coming in, it can be established by the same way it came into being. I believe it came into being by God's will and prayer. You know, why do we have to pray it? We just do. God has to get that said in the earth so that he has authority to move through it. So I believe that it's the will of the Lord that we stay together and pray together as we have been doing all through this administration. And we can tell if it's the Lord's will, because if it goes on, if he keeps on, if Max keeps on hearing and hearing it in Arabic, and we keep on praying together and we keep on being faithful and we don't drop off, I believe that we can help the Lord and we can sustain it. This administration and those 4 years, I believe they're very amazing 4 years. They're the last 4 years of the Shemitah cycle, and I believe that we can have a great awakening in this Shemitah cycle. Bless the Lord. So, Max, are you still there?
Yeah, I'm here. I'm just, I muted my phone, so praise the Lord.
Okay, well, every once in a while I have to know because, you know,
just a second. Quinn saying that a lot of people can't hear. Where does that come from?
People are texting
now.
Yeah, they got on and they could hear.
But you could hear me and Miss Billy. You can.
A lot of people are still having issues. So they went into the overflow, and then the overflow even is not. It goes in and out.
Okay.
Some
people are they can't get in. That's what she's saying.
All right, but, Quinn, where is the area that they cannot hear from?
Where's the area? Do you know the areas?
One is in Missouri.
Missouri.
The other one I think might be out east.
East.
East, like in Tennessee or that area.
Okay.
I'm not sure about the others. Those are the two people that I know.
Oh, just two people texting you?
Well, no.
Oh, she's in Tennessee. This lady texted me. She said, I'm here in Tennessee, and I could hear Miss Billy fine. Okay.
Okay, good. That's fine. I think it might just be something in Missouri. Okay, we're going to go on, and if people need to contact us for these words, well, we'll definitely get them up, and you can find them. You know, we'll get them to them.
Yeah.
But
Florida can hear us.
We're just going to go on.
Praise the Lord. Yeah. Kathy from Florida can hear us. Yeah.
Okay, good. Good. Praise God. Thank the Lord. Father, we do thank you, and I'm asking you to help those, Lord, that have not been able to get on. Lord, please He's helped them to get on. He's fixed the problem. You made the world and all that therein is, the heavens, the earth, the sea, the skies. I'm looking at the mountains. I'm looking at the sea. I'm seeing the reflection of the mountains in the sea. Oh, Lord, I know that this earth has been tainted with sin, but there is such beauty in it. What will it be, Lord, in the coming age? What will it be, and what is it there with you in the heavenlies? How gorgeous and wonderful and perfect is your work. And, Lord, in the name above every name, we do ask you now in Jesus' name to hear our prayers of thanksgiving and rejoicing. I know, dear Lord, that you heard us when we prayed, you know, together and rejoice, but our hearts are still rejoicing, and the world is rejoicing, Lord, and the heaviness has been lifted in many places, and evil and that silly thing called wokeness, Lord. Oh, Father, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we are so very, very, very thankful. And we're thankful, Holy Father, that you cleansed us with your precious blood. And because you did, we are the very temples of the Holy Spirit. He lives in us. He moves in us. And we live in him and have our moving in the Lord. And so, Father, now we move out in prayer, praising you and thanking you for all your blessings. Praising you and thanking you for the gift and the ability, the gifts of tongues and interpretation. It's so marvelous, Lord, that you want us to know what you say. It's so marvelous that you let us know what we pray. Use us now, Father, as we dedicate our tongues, our lips of clay to you. Use us, Lord, to speak the words, all speaking the same thing as you said to us in those words last week. All speaking the same thing in Jesus' holy name. Kivrata shandele makwa, Senjono nombre helicabra na konya ne kodo do kobrasia. Kele matonya ne kohoro kobrasia. Mishkodora, mishkodora, mishkodora. Kafta tonjiligwa, kafta tonjiligwa. Mishutura mangere toro manicho, ibalato from akaya na kolo kubika ya na koro, piluto balatia na ne kombra, piluto galataya makolenye, ibili tuasho tera manoki, ibili tuasho nera maki, kabi don share don shakti. Gavishundero no kopra, kavilote me kono ucha toro kumbiya koro kumbiya. Pilalo to lute kambre kalila, pejvate frato ajeti avarachi ho, kavalerio no nombre fiano no. Kavi kakro kandishko, Kebreti mashi, kalivanyo non chero, kani ato lave, oh la vi makoka, la vi makongaya lobre pratishko, I prafra konye toa, shandele kobraktie. Give me the dojong, the nicapra catacafla, la mando yo no nombre. Kibili tushun tiata. Kibili tushua caraman yak toro got over belly cock, yano no non chile goje. Kibro de juetos shot yandor go break Vidagno bidi calle le teliano no complica fractiana no nombre e bishwa dorsha fractiana no complica lai e bili chua shana cora macai na kito o la valetaia gan shana corati bidi shwa dora pacai bidi ka frangeli tura in emboa Sindia tota. Oh, Pashitanya, Pashitanya. Pashitanya ferro, Makito. Mangolo do shete ne kuprakti, bradpishko do shangi ne kuprak. Mili duhushwa, mili duhushwa. Kevra duhi shangi ne kuto obreke ne kakambreke di katahashaya. Che le brahala kayana kalaka kamble kalika prakti le kadashti le kabra povredi e pavitaliana ne kahalai le halaina bo brati frana na nani le kore katito le gobe melikata chi bala kateri on tanti e le kondoshti le ke papa le tende le koro kotoni le kalakai che velito che velito che velito che velito Kabila tusha frangi makule kevra pai. Oh, sapitanya, sapitanya, sapitanya. Kipa tue chota. Kipa to kapita ko kapa latishko ton sherano na kambe. Emini kwa to baladaya bagala gimra. Kipa lolo manyana no kupre pahalai lalantuta. Kashi danja da kohoro katai. Ke pele konga. Ke kele kanga la kopre kita. Jini ma chua toro ko jengere kafra kada go lebre yata. Malia tora, malia tora, malia tora. I bella tue enge de koto shkata prakata shkata chetle. Libe de tua scende i juage no no no. Oje capito lo copra. Restora maceto bastora moske. I ki li gubua fraka le gongara ko debre bre tushka debre tesha. I kajia to bre bre tesha. Kevriato lo kampa laila de. Kariata la kombra laila. Oh, Father. Dear Father. Moshkini bronde how great you are. Kibili dvashka bonchek. Me kiato ho papi te kiano no kobre kilato la machete. Oh, Sabri Kalakai, Sabri Kalakai, Sabri Kalakai, Brandele Mechua, Shodele Kambratiani Kosa Pita, Kid, no, 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 Kibili ka halaila, halamatote, halamatote. Iti tanjanto shaprete prati, kampe tianto tota laila. Estia porafi kalando shani, kiepele vanyo shani, shani. Bavi brati, Yabashaya Nanguru Tati. Oh, Shete Vatya. Oh, Shete Vi. Asyantara Kara Jango Toki. Kenenene Bandola Shanto Rani. Oh, Kobre preta shanto kariantolati kariatalavava pasyoto paki pobri fraskotonche pobri fraskotito ele pangola haya le bangoniani tele cora capacchia a caja shantora cotoi secchiappa cubrit vasciuta la cora capaia na cora capito cane cara cataia na cahala caia na cahalaila ma cora manita malai E per le tue giorni vasciuto lo coho sciangiette di cotore sciacchiette. Capte cato coho la caffraga d'once di cotore sciacchiette. Capte cato di co onge di co acciocche di cavracchia di cotore sciacchiette. Coho sciacchiette di un coppe. Di tua la veletoria tutto coppe frecchia. E me ne qua sciacchiette di coho sciangiette e le cacai. Kiri Cambrero, Cariotto, Nenele. Bisuato, Dobre, Bisuato. Mario Tero, Macchilato Fe. Macchilato Fe, Bangola, Titolo, Copa, Cagliano. Uagete, Batieno. Cabriato la fi. Oh, Martignano, cubri camele tor. Chiesco, non preghi, ato cubri non usuale, le cubra campagne, le coro condeschi, le prato non combe. I frano. Proschi le niente, le cubra calacaie, non combe, che le cacabre. E la tosti anacai, anacagre, cantania ne cabre, calito. Giallio no coco la caca. Ma con la cole che brete, rani no coro caticcio, no compre che te calai. Che le coco la ca. Agnene coco la capa. Pila tue, mi tutto comba. Nella te combre che è bratosche di braca, la tegno no copre che di ca. Bisuagio no cora, capigio no copra. E dico tua, dicendo no copra tito, ti fracata gli antori a macca. Ma lo debre, bressanto no cosce. E che la bagna ni coro cobele, ma la cora managna ni cora balai. La bocca è balaia, ambre catito, e sciagno tove pele tita lacchi, cabre vrete sciagno non gracca la tieia, e li antora pingolani, cobrianto pileato, perianto perichi. Cavreantolo copra capito, cabicaliata miano nani. Bilitua sciotte de compratia, na capratia, na cantangia, ne coto compratia. E se ne copra, a te capratia, na nobre che de capra. E se ne copratia, de cotora, capatia, tonce, de cotore, sciacchiata. Cospatore calito, lo copre che fracatogna, ne cora cataglia che compra. Misciato lo copre che ti ca. Caffricate coholele. Misciato lo copre che pianto lo copre la capra. Ancora. I caslivra dove gentiano lo copre che ti ca. Che li torna mai a nonia. I bilitua asciuatito. kivele doshwanya nakora. Kafika de. Male doshwa te la kongara katesh ko doshe dipa tatako uchanya. Praise kakonga paish anto de. Bitwasha to te bishwa. Ole daya aor. Mangolo ko ora a umwa. Kibi de kala matita ka kombre. Meshko kora patashka denjuru gobushka. Meshko kora patara gohora ventiatura gobusha njuru gobushka. Kibrato la Britannia na kora maketo. Ole dua, ole dua, ole dua. Kombra vidanyato. Nicolo dobre cala machuta, pofra niente abbracchito, la comica la tambai, mi scorra magnete, le caprica de cotange de cotosche, me le turce, otone, le coaca, tolo concevie. Pecolo cobre calianta, mangolo holati, mangolo topa. Manchito. Manchito capi. Mantico capetie. Mango da chi? La gente caia. Palitotia. 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 Che belitua mesciotò mente caia. Kabilato pekela tanya. Gibela tota, ishanto rokohora. Kapakalita makolokoka. Ashetele, pekka sandoshke di bra. Nito shandele aya, ekalataya angalinia. Kankilia. Praise the Lord, hallelujah. Praise the Lord, hallelujah. Lord, we're just so thankful. We're just so thankful. And we do lift up. We do lift up. We do lift up. And even now, we're believing you for peace. And we're asking you in the name above every name to watch over the transition, Lord. Watch over the transition. In the name above every name. And we'll use our authority, Lord. We'll use our authority, Lord. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Folks, remember to use your authority to sit in your seats of authority. Not allowing rioting and many of the things I'm sure the enemy has planned to come against a transition. And so we'll do that with our authority in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Now with all of us together, we do come against, where is Washington, D.C. from here? Praise the Lord. Glory be to God. Has to be west. And in the name above every name, we do say to you, Satan and all your imps, you are not going to mess it up. In Jesus' name, we bind you. You spirits that would come up and rise up in rioting, you spirits that would try to attack economy, in the name above every name, we come against you, in the name of Yahweh Yeshua. Well, Brother Max, are you there?
I am here. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Yes, hallelujah. Glad to hear it. Glad to know you're there.
Thank you, Jesus. Yeah, I think Washington, D.C. is west because you're actually west of me right now.
Yes,
no,
I'm actually north, west.
Northwest, mm-hmm. Yes, yeah.
Yeah, I'm southwest of you, but anyway, praise the Lord. We know where Washington, D.C. is, and we have to keep that under our authority. We can't give up on our authority now because the enemy, no telling what kind of craziness plans he's got. But they're coming to naught if we stay on our places.
Yes.
Praise God, hallelujah. I want to thank everybody of you who signed up and committed that you would sit in your seats of authority. Glory be to God. I'm quite sure the enemy was not glad of that, but you did it, and praise the Lord for it. Glory be to God.
And,
Brother Max?
Yes, I'm here, praise the Lord. Start with the Proverbs. Just want to make sure you can hear me clear. Proverbs 3.
I hear you very clearly.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Proverbs 3, verses 5 and 6.
Okay.
Next statement. Be encouraged as you live each day with purpose. Be encouraged with a D in the end, E-D, be encouraged as you live each day with purpose.
Thank God.
Thank you, Lord. And then he gave us Jeremiah 29:11. Most of us know this one. Jeremiah 29:11. Next line is Proverbs 19, verses 20 and 21. Proverbs 19, verses 20, 20, and 21. Next statement. You know, I just noticed something. The first statement was underlined. I apologize for that. Be encouraged. Yeah, that was underlined. All of it.
All right.
So, and then Jeremiah 29:11, Proverbs 19:20, and 21. Next statement. Look like a little long, but it's all right. Start like this. Yet my promise to you, that I have plans for you of a good future ahead. Of a good future ahead with hope through the power of the Holy Spirit. That's almost scripture there. I'll read it again. Yet my promise to you that I have plans for you of a good future ahead with hope through the power of the Holy Spirit. And that was the statement. Next statement. You are able to look forward with joy. You are able to look forward with joy in this company of prayer.
Hallelujah.
It's not done yet. With my prophet and friend, with my prophet and friend. You have my living hope in the nations. Wow. All right, I'll read it again. So I'm going to read the statement again. You are able to look forward with joy. In this company of prayer, with my prophet and friend, you have my living hope in the nations. And that
praise
is the
God.
Statement. Next line is Philippians 1:6.
Oh,
Philippians 1:6. Romans 15:1-5, verse 13:1-3. Romans 15:13.
Oh, praise God.
You must know these scriptures.
Yes, I know.
Okay. Next statement or scripture is 2 Corinthians 4:17-18. 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verses 17:17-18:18. Next statement is 4 words. My joy for you. My joy for you. Next statement is underlined, the one I'm going to read now. Listen, carry on today and tomorrow. And that's the statement, and it's underlined. Listen, carry on today and tomorrow.
And that's underlined beginning with listen?
Correct. Next statement, start like this. This is my will that you will live and do what I say. You are to do it. And I shall redeem your life and have the encouragement, have hope. That is the statement. I'll read it again. This is my will that you will live and do what I say. You are to do it. You are to do it. And I shall redeem.
And I shall.
Correct. And I shall redeem your life. And have the encouragement, have hope. And that is the statement. So this is my will, that you will live and do what I say. You are to do it. And I shall redeem your life. And have the encouragement, have hope. That's the statement. Next line. Proverbs 16:1-6, verses 1-4. Proverbs 16, verses 1-4. Romans 8, verses 18:1-8 through 25. Romans 8, 18 through 25. Next statement is the book of Lamentations. Lamentations, yeah, that's the book. Chapter 3, verses 21:21-23. Lamentations, chapter 3, verses 21-23. Okay, next statement. This one is underlined, not all of it. I'll tell you when it's end. Starts like this. Not to be worried about the unknown. So this part is underlined. Not to be worried about the unknown is underlined. Not to be worried about the unknown is underlined. The rest of it is not underlined. And it goes like this. Or whatever next, you are not alone. And that's the statement. So I'll read it again. Start like this with the underlined part. Not to be worried about the unknown. This part is not underlined. Or whatever next, you are not alone. Very straightforward. Okay. Praise the Lord. Next statement. Take a breath. Yeah. Take a breath and know that I am with you. Take a breath and know that I am with you. Now there is names here. The statement is not over. So take a breath and know that I am with you. Benjamin, in Arabic, right to left. Church, Trump, listen to me. Oh yeah, that's the statement. I'll read it again, sorry. Take a breath and know that I am with you. Benjamin, church, Trump, listen to me. That is the statement.
I'm sure that's what they need to do.
Yeah.
Something is old, whole team. Just take a breath.
And us. Church, take a breath.
And
yeah.
Us, yes.
And us.
Take a breath. Just relax.
Yeah.
Praise the Lord.
Oh. Listen to this statement here. And this one is underlined. Let's see. All of it underlined. The one I'm going to read is all underlined. Take a walk and pray. Read the words from me. I told you that you will win. Huh. That's the statement. And it's all underlined. Take a walk, pray. And read the words from me. I told you that you will win. And it's all underlined.
Okay, I have a question.
Yeah.
Take a walk. Pray. Is there an and before read?
Yes. Yeah, there is an and. And read the words from me.
Okay. All right.
I told you that you will win.
Praise God.
Okay. Praise the Lord. Next statement, the book of John 14:27. John 14:27.
Yes, he did. He told us.
Yes, he did.
He definitely told us.
Yes, he did.
I'm going to ask you this question right here. Didn't the team tell you that he said those words said he would win, or was that when he talked to you personally?
That's when he talked to me personally.
Uh-huh.
He said, we will win.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And mm-hmm. he repeated that multiple times. We will win. We will win, Max.
Mm-hmm. That was when he was supposed to go to Max's church. He was scheduled
Correct.
To go a certain time to Max's church. And we were all looking so forward to it. We wanted to meet him. And they were going to put up big screens and have outside, you know. But then the second the second assassination attempt came. And after
yeah.
that, they decided it would be too risky. And he got on the phone with Max. I think it's fair. I think you can tell them, Max. What did he say to you on that phone call?
Well, he... You know, I was kind of a little disappointed, but not really, because we want him to be safe, of course. We've been praying for him. And he said, I wanted to come, but the guys won't let me. They just won't let me, you know, the way he talked.
Mm-hmm.
And he said, we will win, and I will see you. Well, I don't know if I'm to say the rest, but he said, I will see you soon. We are going to win, and I'm going to the
mm-hmm.
White House.
And also,
he said thank you. And he said thank you for praying. Yeah, yeah. There's the notes I have in different notebooks.
He said thank you for praying.
Yeah.
He knows about
yeah.
this prayer call, folks. And he told Max to thank you for doing it.
Yeah.
And he knows that we're called WWPs.
Yeah.
And
true,
after the election. A man who's like a right-hand man to him called Max right the next morning, and he gave us a thank you. Tell us what he said, Max.
Okay, I think I found that one. He said, thank all the WWPs, Dr. Billy, and you, of course, Max, that we did not pray the prayer of show. We prayed the prayer of sincerity, and God took us to where God took us to where we are because of your prayers. So
folks, I believe there's
yeah.
a reward for that. Of course, we don't think of ourselves more highly than we ought to think, and we know that God has moved on people everywhere to pray. I mean, they were praying all over the world, but we did have a part in it. We're thankful that we had that part. Bless the Lord.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Thank you.
Okay.
So where we at? John 14, 27?
John 14, 27. That's where you were.
Okay. Okay. Yeah, because I haven't moved the envelope in this page here. Praise the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
Next statement is 1 Peter 5, verses 6 and 7. 1 Peter 5, verses 6 and 7. Romans 15, 1-5, verse 4. Romans 15, verse 4. Next statement is underlined. I am revealing to both. That's it. I am revealing to both. That's the statement. I am revealing to both, and it's underlined. Next statement. Now you both in my land, and you know this is your land, that you prayed for. And loved. This is my purpose. And that's the statement. Okay, let me read it again here. The first statement is, I am revealing to you both, and that's underlined.
Oh, just a minute. I didn't hear
okay.
the you before. I am revealing to both?
I am revealing to both, yes. I'm sorry. I don't know what I said.
Okay.
I'm just a little under right now here. Okay. I am revealing to both. That's what the Lord gave us. And it's underlined. Yeah. I am revealing to both. And that's underlined. Next statement. Now you both in my land. And know this is your land. That you prayed for and loved. This is my purpose.
Okay, now let me get that. After the underlying part, now you both in my land, and you know this is your land.
There is no you. And know.
And know.
This is your land.
Your land. Lands.
Yeah, that you prayed for. Oh, land, not land. There is no us. This is your land.
No
it. No. That you prayed for.
And loved.
And loved.
My purpose. Okay, now let me really read the whole thing again. I'm going to start with I am revealing. I am revealing to both, and that's underlined. Now you both in my land, and know this is your land that you prayed for and loved. This is my purpose.
That is correct.
Okay.
Okay. Next statement, the book of Isaiah, Isaiah 46, verses 9 and 10. Isaiah 46, verses 9 and 10.
Okay.
Amos, the book of Amos 3, 7, chapter 3, verse 7. Isaiah 11, 9. Isaiah 11, verse 9. Next line. Now you know my time in this prayer that you prayed. That's a statement. Now you know my time and this prayer that you prayed. Yeah, that's a statement. Now you know my time and this prayer that you prayed. Next statement is the book of Revelation. Revelation 22, verses 10. Through 12. Revelation 22, verses 10 through 12. Next statement. Oh, this one, this statement is underlined. And it reads like this. It has been from the beginning of this world until now. And that is the statement, and it's all underlined. It has been from the beginning of this world until now. It has been from the beginning of this world until now. Next statement. John 10, 35. John 10, 35. John 10, 35. Next statement, after John 10, 35. I shall be moving, I shall be moving and proclaiming, I shall be moving and proclaiming myself to you.
Good.
There's more to it. So it started with, I shall be moving and proclaiming myself to you. I am God proclaiming to you that I will take my seat in the temple you are faithful and chosen for this time. This is a long statement. Okay, let me read it again. I shall be moving and proclaiming myself to you. I am God proclaiming to you that I will take my seat in the temple you are faithful and chosen for this time. So I'll read it again. I'll just read it again one more time. I shall be moving and proclaiming myself to you. I am God proclaiming to you that I will take my seat in the temple you are faithful and chosen for this time. And that is the statement. Next statement, the book of Matthew 26, verse 64. Matthew 26, 2-6, verse 64, 6-4. Revelation 17, 14. Revelation 17, 14, 1-4. Next statement. I declare or declare that you, by the word from me, you did not fall asleep, but carry my command, and you will see my judgment. I'm going to read it again. I'm just going to keep going here. My judgment have become alive from heaven. All right. Again, another long statement. I'm going to go all over again here. I declare or declare, I don't know how to pronounce this one. I believe declare. I declare to you by the word from me, that you did not fall asleep, but carry my command, and you will see my judgment have become alive from heaven.
Is it just one judgment, J-U-D-G?
Correct.
M-E-N-T? Just
M-E-N-T, yeah, judgment.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And you will see my judgment, and what's the last rest of that?
You will see my judgment have become alive from heaven.
Alive, A-L-I-V-E?
Correct, alive. A-L-I-V-E, from heaven.
Okay.
So I declare that...
Let me read it
back to you. Okay, go ahead.
Let me read it back to you. I declare to you by the word from me that you did not fall asleep, but carry my command, and you will see my judgment have become alive from heaven.
Correct. That was so easy, Miss Willie. Thank you, Lord. Okay.
Well, it's easy after I've heard it. It's not so easy when you're doing it the first time. I think you do a commendable job, Max.
It's right here. Quinn just got up to check something. Oh, she wanted to know if it's asleep or asleep, but it's asleep, not asleep. Okay. Romans.
Oh, it's not asleep. You did not fall asleep?
Fall asleep, not asleep. Yeah. Fall asleep. Yeah, S-L-E-E-P.
S-L-E-E-P. Okay.
Yeah. Okay. Praise the Lord. Oh, just two lines. We're done here. Praise the Lord. I mean, God is good. Romans 8:18. Romans 8:18. And then trust in me.
Okay.
So this is what we prayed for today.
This is a wonderful, wonderful. I heard lots in it. Bless the Lord. Hallelujah. And so he starts with Proverbs 3, 5, and 6.
Correct.
Trust in the Lord with all your heart, and do not lean to your own understanding. In all your ways, acknowledge him, and he will direct your paths. Then this is underlined. Be encouraged as you live each day with purpose. Jeremiah 29:11. For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord. Plans for, and the Hebrew word is shalom, and not for evil, to give you a future and a hope. And Proverbs 19:20 and 21. Hear counsel and receive instruction, that you may be wise in your latter end. There are many devices in a man's heart. Nevertheless, the counsel of the Lord, that shall stand. And here it is in the ESV. I don't like it that. They use advice. It's not advice. It's counsel. Here's the NASB. Listen to counsel and accept discipline, that you may be wise the rest of your days. Many plans are in a man's heart, but the counsel of the Lord will stand. Now, this is a statement. Yet my promise to you that I have plans for you of a good future ahead, with hope through the power of the Holy Spirit. You are able to look forward with joy in this company of prayer with my prophet and friend. You have my living hope in the nations. Philippians 1:6. Being confident of this very thing, that he who began a good work in you will perform it until the day of Jesus Christ. I was so happy to hear this because he's talking about our company of prayer. And he says he has plans for us. Now here he says he's going to continue it until the day of Jesus Christ. That's what I believe he said. He began a good work in us, and he's going to continue with us in this prayer call. That's what I believe. That's why I got so excited. I think that's what he's saying to us. I was thinking it might stop. I was thinking it might have been an assignment just until the next election. But I was so glad to hear this. Now, I could be misinterpreting this. Anybody can misinterpret something. But I think it's saying that this is going to go on. He began this good work in us, and it's going to go on until the day of Jesus Christ. That's why I got excited when I heard it, because I've been wondering about it. Romans 15:13. Now the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace in believing, so that by the power of the Holy Spirit you may abound in hope. 2 Corinthians 4, 17 and 18. For this light momentary affliction is preparing for us an eternal weight of glory beyond all comparison, as we look not to the things that are seen, but to the things that are unseen. For the things that are seen are temporal or transient, but the things that are seen, unseen, are eternal. Bless the Lord. My joy for you. And then this is underlined. Listen, carry on today and tomorrow. This is my will, that you will live and do what I say. You are to do it, and I shall redeem your life and have the encouragement. Have hope. Bless the Lord. Excuse me. Proverbs 16, 1 through 4. The plans of the heart belong to man, but the answer of the tongue is from the Lord. All the ways of a man are clean in his own sight, but the Lord weighs the motives. The spirit is what it actually says, but it means motives. Commit your ways, your works, to the Lord. Excuse me. And your plans will be established. The Lord has made everything for its own purpose. For the wicked, even the wicked, for the day of evil. All right. Romans 8, 18 through 25. For I consider that the sufferings of this pleasant time are not worth comparing with the glory that is to be revealed to us. For creation waits with longing for the revealing of the sons of God. For the creation was not subjected to futility, was subjected to futility, not willingly, but because of him who subjected it in hope. That the creation itself will be set free from its bondage to corruption and obtain the freedom of the glory of the children of God. We know that the whole creation has been groaning together in the pains of childbirth until now. And not only creation, but we ourselves who have the first fruits of the Spirit groan inwardly as we wait eagerly for adoption as sons, the redemption of our bodies. For in this hope we were saved. Now hope that is seen is not hope, for who hopes for what he sees? But if we hope for what we do not see, we will wait for it with patience. Praise the Lord. Now, he had just said, I shall redeem your life. I thought there might be some questions of people saying, oh, we're already redeemed. Yes, we're redeemed from the curse. But the part of us that has not been redeemed yet is our bodies. Those have not been, the redemption of our bodies, it will be, they will be changed to glorification. And so he said that there, I shall redeem your life and have hope, have encouragement. Even these bodies are going to know complete redemption and glorification. Lamentations 3, 21 through 23. But this I call to mind, and therefore I have hope. Now, we sing this song, the steadfast love of the Lord never ceases, but guess what? It's the Hesed. the chesed of God, his obligation to be in covenant with us. The chesed of the Lord never ceases. His mercies never come to an end. They are new every morning. Great is your faithfulness. And the next line is underlined, not to be worried about the unknown. For whatever next, you are not alone. Take a breath and know that I am with you, Benjamin, Church, Trump. Listen to me. Take a walk, and this is underlined. Take a walk. Pray. Read the words from me. I told you that you will win. He definitely did. Praise the Lord. He told us that. How many of you believed it?
I did too. You know, the Lord is telling us not even to rush anything. He's telling the church, He's telling Benjamin, He's telling Donald Trump. He said, don't rush it.
Mm-hmm. Take a walk, pray.
Yeah.
Read the words from me. Take a breath.
Yeah.
Have faith, really.
Have faith, yeah.
Peace I leave with you. My peace I give to you. Not as the world gives, give I unto you. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid. 1 Peter 5:6-7. Humble yourselves, therefore, under the mighty hand of God, so that he at the proper time may exalt you, casting all your care upon him, for he cares for you. Amplify says, casting the whole of your care, all your anxieties, all your worries, all your concerns, once and for all on him, for he cares for you affectionately and cares about you watchfully. Romans 15:4. For whatever was written in former times was written for our instruction, that through endurance and through the encouragement of the scriptures, we might have hope. Underlined the next statement. I am revealing to both. Now you both in my land, and know this is your land that you prayed for and loved. This is my purpose. Isaiah 46:9-10. Remember the former things of old, for I am God, and there is no other. I am God, and there is none like me, declaring the end from the beginning, and from ancient times things not yet done, saying, my counsel shall stand, and I will accomplish all my pleasure and purpose. Amos 3:7. For the Lord does nothing without revealing his secret to his servants, the prophets. Isaiah 11:9. They shall not hurt or destroy in all my holy mountain, for the earth shall be full of the knowledge of the Lord, as the waters cover the sea. Max, I think he's talking to you and me here. And he says, you're both in my land. Well, Jordan is a part, where Max is a part of greater Israel. It's a part of the land that was promised to Abraham.
Yes. That's when the sitting cross and said, what do you think the Lord is saying here? She said, well, he's talking to you and Miss Billy. And you know, because yes. I wasn't really thinking coming here, but the Lord really impressed on me and spoke to my heart to come. And then all of a sudden, I don't think you really planned your trip because it came like almost 10 days before decided to.
That's right.
Yeah.
Because
I know that.
I had to do it at the last minute because we're going to take a tour in March. And normally I wouldn't go just this time, but I felt to go. And he just brought in the money to go and everything. Everything's higher, more expensive because you do it at the last minute. I think this is just telling us that we did hear from him. And I've already had something happen today that when it comes to pass, I will put it in a blog. It will come to pass during the time I'm here, and I'll put it in a blog. Okay, I haven't done a blog yet, but I will do one tomorrow. This is really my first whole day in the land.
Yeah, okay. You got now, there yesterday.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Now you know my time in this prayer that you prayed. Revelation 22, 10 through 12. And he said to me, "Do not seal up the words of the prophecy of this book, for the time is near. Let the evildoer still do evil, and the filthy still be filthy, and the righteous shall still do right, and the holy shall be holy, still be holy. Behold, I am coming soon, bringing my recompense with me to repay each one for what he has done."
Wow.
The time is near. People are going to, there's going to come a time when they're not going to be changing. There will be a time when, you know, you can't anymore change. Let the one who does wrong still do wrong. The one who's filthy. We're not to that yet, but that is a day that's coming. But he does say, "I'm coming quickly, and my reward is with me to render to every man according to he has done." Jesus is coming, and he's going to bring rewards to us for the works that we did in our bodies. And the evildoers, at that time, when that comes, when he comes, the evildoers, they'll be rewarded for their evil. They'll be paid for their evil. And that's at his coming. That's when he comes and puts his feet down. You're not going to have any more time to repent. Nations can't repent anymore.
Well, okay, he's talking about his judgment in the end here too. Sorry to interrupt, but he's talking about his judgment. I believe it's already there.
That's what he's talking about.
Yeah.
Okay, now where am I on my page here? Revelation 22. Okay. Revelation 22:10. I got it now. Here we go.
Okay.
Underlined. "It has been from the beginning of this world until now." John 10:35. "If he called them gods unto whom the word of God came." No, that's not the right one. It's John 10. Yes, it is. Is it 35, John 10, 35?
Yes. Isn't it there or it's not there?
That's it. I'm going to read it. It's a strange verse to me.
Okay, that's what Quinn just said.
If he called them gods to whom the word of God came, and scripture cannot be broken.
Huh. Well, we'll find out
about that later. That's what he gave.
Yeah.
"I shall be moving and proclaiming myself to you. I am God proclaiming to you that I will take my seat in the temple. You are faithful and children for this time." Matthew 26:64. Jesus said to him, "You have said so, but I tell you, from now on you will see the Son of Man seated at the right hand of power and coming on the clouds of heaven." Hallelujah. Revelation 17:14. "They will make war on the Lamb, and the Lamb will conquer them, for he is Lord of lords and King of kings, and those with him are called and chosen and faithful." I declare to you by the word from me that you did not fall asleep, but carry my command, and you will see my judgment have become alive from heaven. Romans 8:18. For I consider that the sufferings of this present time are not worth comparing with the glory that is to be revealed in us. That's what the King James says. ESV in ASV say to us. And what does the Amplified says are not worth being compared with the glory that is about to be revealed to us and in us and for us and conferred on us. Folks, he's talking about the glory. Ooh, he's talking about his coming. Wow. And also in that, of course, his judgments. Well, bless the Lord. I'm going to have to, and of course he ended with trust in me. I'm going to have to get around here, go down the stairs to the dinner, and get back up here. Because we've got another appointment with the Lord. Another Moed. And Father, please help the people in Missouri to be able to hear. In Jesus' name, I thank you. Amen. I'll see you a little bit.
It's going to be at noon sharp, right?
Yes, at noon sharp.
Okay.
Just a minute here.
Brenda's going to be in the mountain. Okay.
Brenda's going to be at the mountain. So 15 minutes after.
15 after?
Minutes after the hour. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Quarter.
So I'll
after
die at 15
the
after.
Hour.
Okay. I'll call 15 hours. Okay.
You better call a little bit. Yeah, a little bit earlier.
Yeah, okay. Earlier. Yeah.
Bless
okay.
the Lord.
Okay.
All right. Shalom, shalom.
Shalom, shalom.